Good morning. High pressure hanging on again across the interior sections of New York and New England, bringing us another good-looking start to the day. While the dew points are up a bit, so a bit more humidity in the air, and temperature is not quite as refreshingly cool as earlier in the week, it's still very nice outside, with readings generally in the high 50s and lower 60s. With a good amount of sunshine this morning into the afternoon, we'll see a quick turnaround, and readings will top out in the middle to upper 80s today. We do run the risk at a pop-up thunderstorm as a weak cool front slides in from the north and west. The best chance to see a thunderstorm will be across the Adirondacks and into the Mohawk Valley. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy and turning a bit more muggy, with just the risk of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, lows in the lower to mid-60s. Now tomorrow, a wave of low pressure will pass through along with some wind energy, and scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop during the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and more humidity. Some of the storms tomorrow could be on the stronger side, so we'll be on the lookout for that, with highs in the lower to middle 80s. A deep trough of low pressure will carve out over the Great Lakes and settle in our direction on Friday. This will make showers and thunderstorms more likely for the end of the week on Friday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. That trough of low pressure will swing through our region on Saturday, providing us with more scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. As the trough lifts out for the second half of the weekend, we do run the risk at a shower on Sunday, mainly across New England, but chances for rain will go down through the day. And with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the lower 80s. And right now it looks like the nicer weather will continue into the early part of next week in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ernesto, which made landfall at approximately 11 p.m. last night as a hurricane along the southern coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. Ernesto is now located about 55 miles west-northwest of Chetumal, Mexico, and is moving toward the west at 15 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue during the next day or so. On the forecast track, the center of Ernesto will continue to move across the southern portion of the Yucatan Peninsula this morning and emerge over the Bay of Campeche this afternoon. Ernesto is forecast to move across the southern portion of the Bay of Campeche tonight and approach the Gulf Coast of Mexico on Thursday. Hurricane warnings are out for a portion of the coast. Maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 70 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional weakening is expected as Ernesto moves over land this morning. Restrengthening, though, is forecast after the center emerges over the Bay of Campeche, and Ernesto could regain hurricane strength before landfall on Thursday. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Benina, Libya at 10 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Omaha, Nebraska at 8:51 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 48 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 60, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 123 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 34 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny, a shower or thunderstorm possible with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 69, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 32 hundredths for the month and 20.68 inches for the year, which is 2.89 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61, the record high, 95, set in 1983, and the record low, 46, in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 5:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 11 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today, with just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with a chance of a shower or storm, and lows in the upper 50s to middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and very warm today with a bit more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. An isolated thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and very warm today with a bit more humidity and just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. A scattered thunderstorm tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and very warm today with a bit more humidity and just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the mid to upper 80s. A scattered thunderstorm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds, very warm today with a bit more humidity and just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. A scattered thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm, more humidity, lower to mid 80s. A good chance at scattered showers and thunderstorms both Friday and Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy. Upper 70s to around 80, and partly sunny Sunday through Tuesday with highs back into the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.